This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, give us just a taste of something wonderful, a glimpse of something magnificent, a glimmer of something holy, even if it's in something ordinary. Yet enough to know we are in your presence, enough to cause us to stop and stare in awe, enough to stir our hearts in wonder, enough to set our feet to dancing, and to prompt us to be transformed. Amen. Good morning. Have you ever experienced, if you've traveled north where they have that thing called snow, a phenomenon called whiteout? It's a horrible thing, isn't it? I've experienced it once in my life, and that was one time too many. I was working at Motorola, living down here, and my boss flew me up to Chicago, and they were doing some training north of Chicago, towards the Wisconsin border, right out in the middle of nowhere. And it started to snow. It was the middle of December, and so they closed the campus and told us all to go home, and which meant I had to drive with the rental car to a hotel. And it was a two-lane road, and there were farm fields on both sides of the roads. And as you know, when it snows and the wind blows, there's as much that comes at you from the crosswinds as from the sky. And it's a scary thing because you don't want to drive forward because you can't see where you're going. You don't want to stop because you think there's somebody behind you that's going to ram you in the rear end. And you don't want to pull off to the left or to the right because you don't know if you're going to drive into a lake. It's a scary thing. I've experienced the same thing if you've ever driven in thick fog. I can remember being with my brother and his wife who came to visit me in Rome, and we got back to the city from a trip out to Assisi late at night. Thick fog comes in, and you're on this circumferential highway that goes around the city. Thick fog, we can't see where we're going, and we're just driving around the city and driving around the city and driving around the city. And finally, there was a sign that said Centro, pointing to the right. And my sister-in-law says, "Doesn't that mean center? Maybe you should go to the center." Well, duh. Pretty smart. When we're in the cloud, when we're in the whiteout, we should go to the center. And a lot of times, when we're in the cloud, things can be pretty scary before they get holy. And perhaps that's, in a nutshell, what the message is today. Things can be a lot scary before they get holy. Let me tell a little story that Soren Kierkegaard, a great Christian existential writer, tells that makes this point in some way. He tells the story of a traveling circus that was near his hometown in Denmark that would go from town to town, and they had this whole system figured out very well, that they would drive to where they were going to set up their tents, get permission as close as they could to the town, set up their tents, put up advertisements, recruit people to come. That night they put on a show, they would finish the circus, close down the tents, drive to the next place, and repeat the whole process again. And he says, well, this one time they were setting up outside this little town, and a fire broke out in one of the tents. And the only person who was completely dressed and could go and try to get help was one of the clowns. And so they sent a clown into the town to tell the people, please come and help. Bring buckets of water. Go to your wells. Bring anything you can to help us to put out this fire. And Kierkegaard writes that it appeared that the clown was doing a great job because all the people were shaking their heads and they were going to come. But he says they heard the clown with their eyes. And he goes on to explain this because nobody came. They had a past experience of what a clown was and what a clown does. And so they all assumed, because they weren't hearing with their ears, they heard with their eyes, that this was just a come on to try to get them to come to the circus that night. And so nobody came. And as hours went on, they finally saw this huge blaze of a fire on the horizon, and the circus was destroyed. What happens, as he explains, is that their past notions, their past experience, prevented them from coming to a new realization of something else that needed to be done. Sound familiar? Here we have these disciples. As the gospel began, 8 days ago, Peter, who had acknowledged who Jesus was, you are the Messiah, the Son of God, then tries to talk Jesus out of this whole idea of suffering and death. They had these notions and they couldn't get beyond it. They go up the mountain. They go into the cloud with Jesus. They have this incredible experience. They come down the mountain and you would think they would figure it out, that this boy that needed to be healed, just bring him to Jesus. But they try and they fail. And then the Father brings him to Jesus. They couldn't take their past to help them to move forward to a new future. And sometimes when we are in that cloud, in that whiteout, in our lives, it is scary because it doesn't make sense. We have never experienced this before in my life, and I'm not sure what to do with it. And so we want to just revert back to the past. This Sunday calls us to be willing to move forward. These young people celebrating their communion milestone today. Why do we celebrate Eucharist at this altar and this rail every week? Because communion is that, is to give us the strength we need to move forward on our spiritual journey with Jesus. This transfiguration is not about Jesus being changed. Jesus heard all these words before, didn't he? When he was baptized. Did you catch all of that? We just had that a few weeks ago, it seems. The skies opened. The voice of God says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Same thing as happens today, but it's really not for him. It's for Peter, James, and John, and it's for us. That we, in that cloud, can come down the mountain and continue to follow Jesus. We have had all these weeks of Epiphany where Jesus is revealed and manifested in different ways as to who he is. It culminates today on the very eve of us now moving into that season, that holy season we call Lent. It's an important thing that Jesus is going to do. Later in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel, this culminating, this milestone moment is when he says, "And Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem." Everything after this is now Jesus moving towards what we know is going to result in the events of his passion and death and resurrection. We are on that journey with him now. So I would urge you, as we now consider ourselves moving into Lent, Where is that cloud for you? Where are those scary things that are going on in your life that perhaps God wants you to come to a new realization that there is some holiness there? A thin place, as the Celtic saints would say, where God can break through and we can be called to greater growth. As we go into this season together, may we let the scary become holy. Amen.